Hi guys! So happy Monday, it's a new week, that's always fun. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about two kind of extremes. I see them as two different things, habit and routine and flexibility. Okay, so I think they're both really important, and I think it's important that you just kind of go with the flow, but also have a routine habit type thing. So to get super fit and to get in great habits of working out and eating right and eating your breakfast and eating your, you know, four or five meals throughout the day, I do believe you need to get into a habit or a routine. It makes it easier. So if you're in a habit of eating breakfast, a healthy breakfast every morning, that kind of sets the day up for success. And same as working out. For me, I love working out in the morning before everything gets going. So there's no excuse. Not only is there no excuse, you start your day in a really positive, life-affirming, amazing way, right? Getting your sweat on and then having a nice, healthy breakfast. So, you know, not just mornings, also, you know, just getting in the habit that lunch, you know, you pack your lunch. You eat it if you're at work, you eat it at work, or maybe you made your lunch earlier the day before or something like that, and you pull it out of your fridge if you're at home, and you eat. I also, I don't know if I've talked about this on any of my episodes here, but I also believe in trying to eat the same thing every day. So a lot of people say, well, that's so boring and whatever, but for a certain amount of time while you're trying to lean out or you're trying to bulk up or whatever your goal is, it can really help you to eat the same meals at the same times every day. So getting a routine and sticking with that routine, I think it really helps because it takes the guesswork out. So I believe I've talked about this at some point on here. Just taking the guesswork out, not thinking, oh, I could have corn pops for breakfast this morning. No, you know, I'm having my egg whites and my oatmeal or whatever it is that you've committed to eating every morning. So routine and habit. This is really, it takes a while to get in the habit of something, but if you get up every morning and work out every morning at a certain time, you know, for me it used to be 5 a.m. every morning I would go to the gym. And it's really, you don't really skip many mornings that way because after about a month or so of doing that, you're really in the habit. And it's just a normal part of life. It's like going to work. It's like brushing your teeth. I've heard people liken it to that, you know, would you skip brushing your teeth before going to bed? No. So same thing as with your morning workout or your after work workout or whenever you're deciding you want to work out. For me and for most people, I find morning really effective because you get it in before you can make any excuses. And not only that, just like I said at the start, you feel amazing after working out. You've set the tone for the day. You know, you've worked out, you've eaten right in the morning, and then usually you don't screw up after that, I find. So getting in a habit is really important, and having that routine down, you know, what you eat, when you work out, you know, other activities you might want to do for your life to enrich your life, you know, career things, all that stuff. I mostly talk about fitness and eating, but I mean, you can think of this for all of your life, for how you're going to get ahead in your career, for how you're going to develop your art, whatever it is you do, right? So for me, I'm a dancer and a photographer. So working in times every day that I'm going to work on a dance or a photo shoot or something, just knowing like that's my time that I have to work. So getting a routine and habit. The other side of it though, the other side of the coin is being flexible. So it's kind of the opposite in a way, right? So you don't want to be too flexible all the time, just like, woo, I'm doing anything I want. And I have no routine because I find that's when I eat questionable things and I miss workouts or I don't know, just the workouts go kind of wimpy, stuff like that. So you don't want to be too wishy-washy and just like, anything's okay. You want to have some structure. Plan your day. But if something goes wrong or something doesn't happen, you don't make it to the gym because your kid was up all night teething. That's the story of my life lately. Or you don't, you know, as I've talked before, you're out at a restaurant or something and you want to eat healthy, but they don't have exactly what you eat for lunch, like your salmon and asparagus. Okay, you're gonna have to be flexible. Instead of saying, oh, they don't have what I want and getting in a bad mood and being angry about it, you know, try and make the next best choice. So Be flexible. Be easygoing about things. Not too easygoing or flexible that you end up eating, you know, brownies and nachos for lunch. But, you know, just know, don't lose it. Just don't lose your cool when something kind of comes up. For me, I tend to lose my cool when I have to miss out on gym time. It is kind of funny to people that I'm so in love with the gym and working out that I will have a super bad day if I miss my workout. I'll be like, oh, especially if I thought I was going to go and I don't get to go. That's really a depressing thing to me. And I know it's weird to most people, but to me, I'm addicted to the gym.